Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tune in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Bairdale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour prayer from 7 to 8, Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you in any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to portray to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of the telephone at area code 850-675-6079. Or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you. As I pray.
Has changed just because a few congressmen and senators or some Supreme Court justice somewhere has had another idea. Amen. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know what? They has great security in knowing that. Hallelujah. Let's just read. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 51, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth by the Holy Ghost, says these words, "Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Would you pray with us this morning, sir? I thank you, sir, for the glorious hope that we have. I thank you for the promises that are yea and amen to them that believe. I thank you, sir, that you are the same God that you've always been. And, sir, that you keep your promises, that you will do exactly what you have declared in your word. Therefore, sir, we can be confident, God, in the word of God. We can be confident that your word has said, amen, that not only will you do what you said, but you'll help us, that you'll strengthen us if we'll ask, if we'll really be sincere. You'll give us ability, God, to walk and to be the sons and daughters of God. You'll give us ability to stand. You'll give us ability to keep, God, the faith, if we will hold on to you, if we will desire you and desire that which your word hath promised. Thank you, Lord, that you are such a faithful God. And so, sir, we we have hope this day. Oh, and we rejoice in the hope of eternal life, thanking you that you, sir, are the one that is going to keep us. Oh, God, that will present us unblameable and unreprovable in your sight at the time appointed. Sir, then not only will you do that, but you will gather your elect. You will transform, God, that body under that glorious fashion. Sir, the promises of God, we yet look for that promise in steadfastness. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith and let us walk with you, sir. May we speak as the oracle of thee, and may you, God, have all the glory and the honor, and may your word find good ground. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I don't find anything in the Word of God more promising and more wonderful than that God is an immutable God. Amen. And that His Word likewise is immutable. Simply, amen, a word which simply means unchangeable. Amen. It is not going to change. Amen. For the Word of God said, amen, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of life, in whom there is no variableness. Amen. In other words, there is no wavering in God. Amen. And no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. Or not even a hint that God is going to change. Amen. Then we have, that begs the question, does it not? Where, oh, where then is all the change of the modern day church coming from? Amen. It's not coming from God. Not coming from His Word. Amen. Therefore, it has to be, amen, the handiwork of man. Amen. The fallen creature and Lucifer himself. Amen. That is producing that. I read an article the other day. Amen. In some, amen, on some liberal, amen, group of people. This woman made a statement about folks who were holding to conservative values and said, amen, these are some of these Christians who have not evolved. Amen. She used that word, who have not evolved into the modern. I said, thank God. Amen. And away with Darwin, ma'am. Amen. Christianity. Amen. And the only sense Christianity involves is God changing us more into His likeness, not away from it. Amen. That's the only evolving that Christians are to be doing, is growing in the grace and in the knowledge of Christ, not turning more and more into the likeness of the world and the creature that is fallen. Amen. But because if we're doing that, it says there's something wrong in our spirit and in our heart. Amen. If I'm simply moving further away from God, then I'm not in revival. I am in backsliding. Amen. And I better seek to have something check that process, or else it will lead me to eternal damnation. Amen. You say, well, Brother Joe, all this kind of preaching like that is hard and hateful and, amen, it's unstretchable and unmovable. Thank God that it is. Amen. I can't find it. I believe in grace. Amen. But I don't believe anywhere in the book that grace is a license to sin. Amen. Or a license to live an ungodly, loose life. Amen. Nowhere, amen, can I find that God, amen, has given man leeway. Amen. To sin. Amen. And to think that he is all right. Amen. As a matter of fact, God said, amen, sin, when it's finished, amen, winds up in death. Amen. It's conceived. Amen. Through the heart, the mind, into the spirit. Amen. And out of that comes the action of sin, which produces death. It produced death, the spiritual death in the garden. Amen. It also, amen, caused Christ to have to go to a cross and die. Amen. For you and I. And the process of sin is sin. By the way, let's just look while we're here. Amen. Modern Christianity, amen, wants to play with sin. Amen. I said they want to play with sin. My Bible didn't say Jesus came to save me from hell. Amen. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, because He's going to save His people from their hell. No, that wasn't what it said. Amen. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, because He shall save His people from their sin. Amen. Sin is the reason people go to hell, and the reason that people sin is because they have not yielded themselves unto God. Hallelujah. Brother, what does the Word of God say? And we look at a very one of the great passages of Scripture in the Word of God, and we're going to get to read a little further here in a moment, but while I'm right here, I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we look at Romans, amen, chapter 7 and Romans chapter 8, we see the picture that God defined. Amen. Romans 7, amen, shows us the only means of overcoming. It also shows us the results of man outside of the handiwork of God. Amen. I can tell you, he's bound. He cannot live. Amen. He cannot overcome within himself. Amen. But I can tell you, if he's willing to, amen, to die, amen, with Christ and be resurrected in the newness of life, amen, he can find a victory over sin. Jesus came to save his people, not in their sin, not while they sin, but from their sin. Get the right preposition there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. There's a difference between from and in and while. Amen. Thank God there is. You see, the word Christian itself simply means Christ-like. Amen. Thank God he's coming back for a Christ-like people. Amen. He's coming back for people that love him. Amen. For people that, amen, have given themselves unto him without reservation. He's coming back for that faithful bride. Amen. That has been betrothed unto one husband. Amen. Not two. Amen. But to one. Amen. So the word here, I just would quickly want to look. Amen. And if you want to, in the 58th verse, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Believe you me, one of these days in eternity, that little phrase there is going to mean multitudes. Amen. Why is that, Brother Joe? Because folks who are not steadfast, and Brother Joe just warned right here, people who are not steadfast, amen, they are greatly increasing their chances, amen, of making it to the other side rather than the heaven side. Hello? Amen. If I play with the devil, if I'm wishy-washy, amen, I am playing with my soul. Amen. You know the reason that people play with their soul? Because somebody told them they couldn't get by with it. Amen. The Word of God never told anyone that. Amen. The Word of God says, can a man take fire into his bosom and not be burned? Amen. Absolutely, it's not possible. Amen. If you want to play with fire, amen, you're going to get burned sooner or later. Amen. So here, in the Thompson chain is a study, and we'll read verses out of that, and it's a double-ended topic. Amen. Steadfastness, and the other side of that topic is instability. Amen. You see, the Word of God, everywhere it talks about people who backslide, amen, there are many places that it did, the Bible used the term unstable souls. Amen. Listen, amen, Christians are not supposed to be unstable souls. We are supposed to be anchored in Jesus. Amen. The blessed anchor of the soul, both what? Sure. And what else? Steadfast. Oh, there that word is again. Amen. I know that you, in your King James Bible, it's spelled S-T-E-D-F-A-S-T, but I understand that pretty clearly. Amen. That it simply is another word which means, amen, that it's not wishy-washy. It's not filled with variableness. Amen. And it pretty much means what the next word was, unmovable. Amen. Now listen, the only movement in the life of the Christian, amen, is movement towards God. And the more we move toward God, guess what? The more steadfast we become. Amen. You got a long anchor rope, that boat can move a pretty good bit, can't it? Amen. On a long anchor rope. You shorten that anchor rope up, and I'm going to tell you, it can't hardly bobble. Amen. Come on. I know somebody comes along and says, well, Brother Joe, you got to have enough rope to ride out the storms of life. I said, I can tell you, the closer I get to that anchor with him, amen, the better you ride the storms out. Hello? Amen. The better he is able to keep us. I'm sure many of us have heard Brother David Talbert preach the message, amen, concerning the shipwreck. Amen. He talked about that old anchor rope on that old, amen, that old shrimp vessel. Amen. Until how it was about the size of his arm, and when it got, amen, pulled and heavy, and the winds was blowing, it had narrowed down. Amen. And they had it tied to the rib of that ship. Amen. He said that. Amen. He said that rope will hold. Amen. It said it may pull the stem board loose, but it'll hold. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God that Brother Joe tell you this morning. Amen. That faith. Amen. Will work. Amen to God. There may not be a whole lot of us left but the stem. Amen. But it'll be there. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Amen. He'll pull us through the storm, I heard Brother MacDonald say years ago. He'll pull you through the keyhole if you can stand to pull him. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? He said he wouldn't put more on us than we can bear. Amen. But I can tell you what, he will keep us. Amen. Listen, the only hope this world's got, amen, is to look around and see somebody who's steadfastly headed into the wind. Amen. Someone who is going against the tide of iniquity, the tide of sinfulness. Amen. Not somebody who's trying to negotiate it across the gut. Amen. But someone who is going headlong against all of the iniquity that is in the world. Amen. Believe you me, that's his church. Amen. That world's not supposed to look at us and see something they can't tell if we who's going the different direction. They need to know who's going the different direction. Amen. How is my warning to that world going to say, is peril back that way if I'm going the same way they are? And pointing, come on. Amen. The peril better be behind me and I better be fleeing. Amen. The way, amen, away from that peril toward God. Hallelujah. So here in this passage, I love what the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth. Amen. I can tell you, he couldn't have come near the end of this book of finishing out on a higher note than the 15th chapter. Amen. I show you a mystery. We shall. And I've got to go back here for just a moment. Amen. Because I'm preaching on steadfastness. God's steadfast. Listen, we shall not all sleep. Amen. Several times through this passage you will see the word shall. Amen is here. He didn't say we might not all. Amen. He said we shall not all sleep. Amen. Come on. And that shall is a word that means absolutely incapable of being wrong. Amen. In other words, what God's going to do, He ain't going to hit a lick here and miss a lick. It's going to be that way continually. Amen. We shall not all sleep. Amen. There's going to be some that's going to be caught up. Amen. While we are living, amen, having not gone through the way of the grave, God is going to rapture His church. I know that we have had the term rapture tampered with and messed with and played with probably as much as any other term in the Word of God or any other, amen, work of the gospel. Amen. But listen, there's going to be. Listen what else He said. Amen. We shall not all sleep, but we shall. We shall all. Not all are going to sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. What is he saying? If he hadn't said that, then folks who are alive might not have had no hope. Amen. But he said, everybody, if they come out of that grave, they're going to be changed. Amen. Or if they're alive and living for Christ, they're going to be changed. What's the change going to be, Brother Joe? Amen. Ain't God going to save me, wash me in the blood, clean me up? That ain't the change. Amen. The change that's going to happen there is there's going to be a transformation of this vessel that we're living in. This old body is going to fall away. And that new body that He has prepared for us is, amen, our soul is going to take a, amen, up dwelling in a glorious house. Hallelujah. Amen to God. One that is not tainted by sin. One that is not a temptation to the Spirit. Amen. But is fully righteous and holy. Amen. One that disease will never touch. One that sickness will never come nigh. Hallelujah. Oh, who wouldn't want to have a tabernacle like that? Amen. Listen, but we shall all be changed. And then he describes how in a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, about less than a tenth of a second, amen, just a few milliseconds in time, amen. You can't even, your eye twinkles several times in the batting of an eye. Amen. Come on. That's fast. Ain't nobody going to have time to do no repenting. Amen. Going to have time to do any getting ready. Amen. He's coming back for them that are looking for Him. Them that are ready. Amen to God. Them that are steadfast. Amen. That are unmovable. Hallelujah. You might as well have church with me this morning. Amen. I can tell you the world's going to change. They're going to demand the church change. They already are. They're going to demand that Christians live up. Amen. And get away from that closed-minded, narrow-minded, amen, gospel that they're preaching. But I can tell you, I can't find anywhere in this book that He said it's going to change. Amen. So until God comes, amen. The Apostle Paul said, if I come back, amen, or if an angel comes, or whoever comes and gives you any other gospel other than that which I have written unto you, you let them be accursed unto you. Don't you bid them Godspeed. Don't you give them your money. Don't you give them your time. Don't you give them your attention. Amen. Listen, if you turn on your TV to gospel channels today, amen, you're going to be listening to people, amen, who are playing games with this book. Amen. I'm telling you the gospel. They are preaching the gospel of greed, the gospel of sin, amen, the gospel of looseness, the gospel of all kind of other things that you can think of. Amen. But I can tell you there's only one gospel. That's real good news. And that's His glorious gospel, untainted, untwisted, amen, and untampered with. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me the pure blood of the grape. Hello. Give me the real vanilla. The pure vanilla. As the old saying goes, that's what I want. Amen. Listen. He says here, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. And then he goes on and says, for the trumpet shall. Didn't say it might. The trumpet shall sound. Amen. Tell all them folks. And amen. The Kingdom Now crowd that come in several years ago and want to declare that. Amen. The church was just going to usher in the millennial reign of Christ. I want to tell you something. The man has never ushered in any dispensation of God. God's been the one that has ushered those all in. And believe you me, He ain't fixing to change now. Amen. And allow that to be done differently. He's going to continue in the same venue and pattern that He's always been. Thank God. Amen. Because if He didn't, Brother Joe wouldn't have a clue about how to approach Him. I wouldn't know what in the world to do about my salvation. Amen. But because God's the same, because His Word doesn't change, I know. Amen. I thank the old Apostle Paul when he said, I know in whom I have believed. Amen. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hallelujah. Thank God that we better know in whom we have believed. Amen. And we better be persuaded as well. Hallelujah. Listen, I got to hurry along here. Amen. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And then he said, and we shall be changed. Amen. Throwing in, he's still in the living crowd. Hello. We shall be changed. Amen. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Thank God He didn't change His words on the three verses down. He still kept it as the imperative. Hallelujah. Thank God that He is going to come. Amen. I heard Him say in John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, but when not so, I would have told you, behold, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. Hallelujah. And receive you unto myself. Well, glory to God, I'm still looking for Him this morning. Amen. If I'm going to look for Him, I'm going to hold on to Him. I'm going to walk with Him in steadfastness. Amen. You look through your Bible. Amen. It's the steadfast souls. Amen. That have changed times in this earth and are going to be the difference in eternity. Hello. Amen. It's the Daniels that won't change. Amen. It's the three Hebrew children that says, don't matter, amen, King, how many times you heed it. Don't matter how many times you play the music. Don't matter how many times you get upset. Amen. It's going to be the same thing with us every time you come. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God for people that you just, amen, that are right and you can't change them. What's horrible is people that are right wanting to change. And what's even more horrible is people that are wrong and won't change. Amen. Listen, that's the enemy's job. Listen, I got to hurry along. Here, amen. Then we move down to the 58th verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, amen, be ye steadfast because of the above. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always. Not when you feel like it or when, amen, it sets well with you or you haven't got anything else to do. Come on. You know, I kind of like Laurel Hardy. I like that old comedy. He went down to visit old Hardy in the hospital. He said, why don't you come today? He said, didn't have anything else to do. Come on. Sometimes that's when folks make it to church, when they don't have anything else to do. Come on. Amen. What if God, amen, had that mentality and Jesus finally decided, well, Father, when I ain't got nothing else to do, I'll go down and take care of the salvation of all them folks. Believe you me, we'd be a hopeless lot today. Amen. Come on. There is a choice. My Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy might. Amen. Secondly, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. It's summed up in those two short commandments. Amen. I can tell you what, God's coming back after a people, amen, that are steadfast. He's coming back after a people that have made themselves ready. Amen. He's coming back after a people, amen, that the world can threaten. Amen. They can entice. They can do whatever they will, but they cannot change them. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Joe. God's coming after a people that only He has changed. Amen. And believe you me, His change is right. Glory. Got to hurry. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9, says these words. And many of you just finished the verse I was behind. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you... And I get to that word, I can't hardly leave that out to save my life. The Holy Ghost won't let me. For as much as ye know. By the way, this... amen. You can't translate that think. Amen. The word know here. Nowadays, there's worlds of difference between knowing and thinking. Amen. We got folks that, amen, that are bounding around theories today as if they were absolutes. Amen. Darwinism, amen, is a godless theory. Hello? It's not an absolute. Amen. Matter of fact, they can't no more prove that theory. Amen. It is so unscientific. Amen. And people say, well, you got Bible that stuff like that would come. I said, yeah. The Apostle Paul said opposition to science, falsely so called. Amen. Why? Because it's not scientific. Amen. Science. To be called a scientific fact, you have to be able to develop a hypothesis or a question and by scientific experiment prove that your hypothesis is correct. Amen. To a solution. Amen. And it can't be done. Amen. There's only one, and it's by faith anyway. You can believe that lie from hell out of Darwin. Amen. Or you can believe the truth of this book right here, which has proved itself countless times. Talking to Brother Tony this morning. Man wakes up, looks at his hand in front of his face. Amen. And looks at the body he's living in. Amen. It only can come to one logical conclusion. There is a God. Hallelujah. Oh, the bullfrog. I said, there's a God. All he got to do is look and know we're made in His image after His likeness. Amen. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Once I come to the knowledge there's a God, let me seek out what's His will and what He says is going to be, and let me pursue, amen, what He declared in His Word. Hallelujah. Once the Apostle Paul, amen, by his experience on the road to Damascus, has come to the knowledge that Jesus Christ, amen, is indeed very God. What's he do? Lord, what wouldest thou have me to do? I mean, it didn't take him long at all. Amen. He knew, amen, he's God now. The next question is, amen, what do you want me to do? Amen. By the way, that should be the pattern of every Christian life. Amen. He has come and died for us that we might live. Amen. And that He might live His life in us. Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. Glory to God. I lay down my life as you have laid down yours for me. I lay down mine so that you may live through me. Amen. Of course, by the way, that's the only way we're going to ever hear the words, well done. That's the only way we're going to ever hear that trumpet that shall sound. Amen. And awake on the right side of that trumpet. That's the only way that we're going to make it. Amen. And endure to the end.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. We preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752. Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752, Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email. Tapes at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, Pastor Joseph Gilman.